Roger loved this passage because I think it spoke to him. He was a small town Midwestern guy who went to the big city to seek fame and fortune and to pursue his dream. Similarly, Jay Gatz emerged out of a small town in Minnesota. He ended up in New York to pursue his dream, and this one in the form of Daisy. The ends of the dream turned out quite differently between Roger and Jay Gatsby, but I think the last passage resonated with him because he thought that there was a little bit of Gatsby in him, and it goes like this. Most of the big shore places were closed now, and there were hardly any lights except the shadowy moving glow of the ferry boat across the sound. And as the moon rose higher, the inessential houses began to melt away until gradually I became aware of the old island here that flowered once for Dutch sailors' eyes, a fresh green breast of the new world. Its vanished trees, the trees I had made way for Gatsby's house, had once pandered in whispers to the last and greatest of all human dreams. For a transitory, enchanted moment, man must have held his breath in the presence of this continent, compelled into an aesthetic contemplation he neither understood nor desired, face to face for the last time in history with something commensurate to his capacity for wonder. And as I sat there brooding on the old unknown shore, I thought of Gatsby's wonder when he first picked out the green light at the end of Daisy's dock. Gatsby had come a long way to this blue lawn, and his dream must have seemed so close that he could hardly fail to grasp it. He did not know that it was already behind him, somewhere back in that vast obscurity beyond the city, where the dark fields of the Republic rolled on under the night. Gatsby believed in the green light, in the orgiastic future that year by year recedes before us. It eluded us then, but that's no matter. Tomorrow we'll run faster, stretch out our arms farther, and one fine morning. So we beat on, boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly into the past.